tender. At the time of serving, one serving of satay klatak contains two skewers. You can add it with curry sauce, which adds to the deliciousness of this satay. For one serving of satay klatak, complete with curry soup, a plate of white rice, and also a glass of hot fresh tea, you only need to pay 20,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, right?
Here is the news. Lampung Regional Police said as many as 325 personnel were deployed to guard the World Surfing League Krui Pro 2025 International Championship, which will be held on June 10th up to 17th, 2025 at Tanjung Setia Beach, West Pasisir Regency. Lampung Police Public Relations Head Kombes Pol Yuni Iswandari at Lampung Police Headquarters on Wednesday stated that the alerted personnel consists of a 10-person police headquarters team, then 106 West Pasisir police personnel and 196 Lampung police and 13 South Lampung police. She said that the personnel deployed would be placed at points that were the focus of security, one of which is the Tanjung Setia Beach. The National Counterterrorism Agency reminds the public, especially the younger generation, to be aware of the massive spread of extremism and terrorism through digital space. The ANC Junior Expert Police Analyst Sub-Coordinator for Non-Governmental Cooperation, Alforda Hanitu, in Semarang recently explained that his site can see Outlook 2024, which targets threats in the digital space. The agency can see various aspects of how young people should be anticipated to prevent terrorism and extremism in the digital space. That's the news.
Thank you.
VOA listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Papua entitled Diru Diru Nina. The song lyrics contain the prayers of the Papuan people. The prayer asks that the community to be able to survive all the challenges that they face. In addition, the song Diru Diru Nina also contains prayers so that the people and the surrounding environment are always protected from danger. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from Papua, Diru Diru Nina by Trio Ambisi. Happy listening!
Oh,
listeners going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub-District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wudung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, geseng bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fredela. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, what you are doing right now is what you are going to get in the future. So please, whatever the day comes, whatever it is, I mean, you must be able to encourage yourself in order to make such progress day by day. The activity that you do must be able to give such better progress of your life. Whether it is your capabilities or life skill, but at least this can also make yourself better than before, listeners. So you know that it is also related to, you know, the enthusiasm or the hope that you are feeling, listeners. But here in this case, this can also give you such, you know, opportunity to make about a new day, make about at least the plan that you have planned before can be materialized, that you are able to reach the target or the goals, listeners. Well, we have also another, you know, quote of the day. It has something to do with wise word, listener. It is now from Tan Malaka. He said, no matter how quick a lie spreads, the truth in time will come. Tan Malaka is an Indonesian hero born in 50 Kota, West Sumatra. He is a figure of important ideas and play a great role in the history of Indonesian struggle for independence. You know that Tan Malaka took various important roles, such as leadership in many organizations and parties. And he said he hates injustice but cares for the suffering of the laborers. Tan Malaka is a fighter with ideas that inspire many other Indonesian figures.
Its name is quite unique, Kwechubit or pinch cake. It is called so as the cooked cake from a pan is taken out with cake tongs by the trader, so it is like pinch. The ingredients of the cake are quite simple. This cake is sweet and delicious. It's really nice to eat with a cup of tea or coffee. It has various shapes. It is small and funny that everybody likes it. However, generally, Kwechubit is round. On the top of it, there are usually sprinkles to make it more beautiful and delicious. Kwechubit is a quite popular snack in Jakarta. This cake is easily found in various parts of the city. However, usually Kwechubit is sold in school areas and traditional markets. It is quite cheap. It costs about 1,000 rupees per piece. It depends on the topping. Kwechubit with cheese is surely more expensive than Kwechubit with sprinkles. You can also order cooked or half-cooked Kwechubit. Both have delicious taste.
Kau sering kau buang air mataku. Tak pernah kau tahu dalamnya rasa cintaku. Tak banyak inginku, jangan kau ulangi. Menyakiti aku sesuka kelakuanmu. Ku bukan manusia yang tidak berpikir. Berulang kali kau lakukan itu padaku. Jika cinta dia, jujurlah padaku. Tinggalkan aku di sini. Jika cinta dia, ku coba mengerti. Teramat sering kau membuat patah hatiku. Kau datang padanya, tak pernah ku tahu. Kau tinggalkan aku saat ku butuhkanmu. Cinta tak begini selama ku tahu. Tetapi ku lemah karena cintaku padamu. Jika cinta dia, jujurlah padaku. Tinggalkan aku di sini tanpa senyumanmu. Jika cinta jika cinta dia ku coba mengerti, mungkin kau bukan cinta sejati di hidupku. Jika cinta dia ku coba mengerti,
jatuh cinta kepadamu. Saat pertama bertemu, salahkah aku terlalu mencintai dirimu yang tak mungkin mencintai aku. Oh Tuhan, tolong aku langsung jatuh cinta kepadamu. Cinta pada pandangan pertama ya, cinta yang bisa merubah jalan hidupku jadi lebih berarti. Langsung jatuh cinta kepadamu. Cinta pada pandangan pertama ya, cinta yang bisa merubah jalan hidupku jadi lebih berarti.
Listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song called Gado Gado Semarang, composed by Kelly Puspita. The song lyrics mention that the name Semarang in the province of Central Java, Indonesia, comes from the word Asam Arang, which means rare acid. Semarang is a coastal city, so many foreigners drop by the city. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Gado Gado Semarang by Retno Indah. Happy listening!
Semarang,
Bali, Sob Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, you are still with me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. Well, we have another information. It is related to, you know, traditional games in Indonesia that still until now, this is has been and also continuously preserved by Indonesian people, listeners. It is about, you know, the name of, you know, playing gasing. Yes, gasing, a group of young people gather in a dusty field near the small port of Tanjung Lampung, Midai Island, Natuna Regency, Riau Island Province. They gather and, you know, pull the rope by playing gasing, shouting encouragement as they release their gasing or spinning tops into the ground. The older spectators cheer as wooden tops struck the surface and spun rapidly. The game of spinning tops is nothing new in Natuna. However, over the past few decades, the sound of spinning tops has gradually faded, replaced by digital entertainment and electronic devices. But on that lively afternoon, the rhythmic spinning of the tops seemed to revive the echoes of the fading culture. The traditional Malay game of spinning tops, which has been played for centuries. In this case, in coastal communities, spinning tops symbolize togetherness, sportsmanship, and skill, making them more than just a form of entertainment. The game is traditionally played by men of all ages, from children to adults, especially during harvest seasons or major holidays. In Natuna, spinning tops serve as a social space, a place to exchange stories, strengthen friendship, and even engage in competitive skill-based matches between villages. Natuna signature spinning tops are made from hardwood, such as guava wood or aged jackfruit, and their size vary, but each top has a sharp metal tip, ensuring stability while spinning on clay surfaces.
apa kembaliku mengingatmu? Seperti aku bisa merasakan getaran jantung dan langkah kakimu. Kemana ini akan membawaku?
Harus bisa, bisa berlapang dada. Kau harus bisa, bisa ambil hikmahnya. Karena semua, semua tak lagi sama. Walau kau tahu dia pun merasakannya.
Dengar kau bernyanyi. Kau tahu, kau tahu rasaku juga rasamu.
Kau harus bisa, bisa berlapang dada. Kau harus bisa, bisa ambil hikmahnya. Karena semua, semua tak lagi sama. Walau kau tahu
kacang hijau is a traditional food made of mung bean, which is cooked in water and brown sugar with a bundle of a pandanus leaf. The ingredients are then cooked until boiled and it turns into porridge. Once it is cooked, the porridge is served with coconut milk. Mung bean porridge is easy to make and it doesn't take a long time. But if you don't feel like making mung bean porridge, you can find this food easily in the entire Indonesia. Some sell it in a traditional coffee shop, and some others sell it in a mobile gerobak or pushcart. A bowl of mung bean porridge is so cheap. By paying 4,000 rupiah only, you can get your breakfast. Although the era is developing, traditional food like mung bean porridge is still maintained. Moreover, mung bean porridge can be found in modern department stores in big cities too. It proves that the Indonesian traditional food can compete with international food, and it remains lovable for Indonesian people.
Gerak denyut nafas. sadar, benar hanya dia. Ku selalu menginginkannya, pelayan dari tangannya. Mungkin hanya dia, indahnya sangat berbeda. Ku haus merindukannya.
Tertawa, karena ku hanya diam.